You are listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly to learn how you can better understand your animals and deepen your relationship. This hit show calls attention to the many roles animals play in our lives. Through stories and insights, Darcy shares how animals assist us in raising our consciousness and fulfilling our soul's purpose. These busy healers help us with transitions and challenges, love us, and want us to have more joy in our lives. Are you ready to see yourself through your animal's eyes? Learn how they're helping you and walk through life with more ease and grace? Working with ancient healing practices, Darcy can guide you and provide inspiration to move forward. To learn more, go to darcypariso.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Darcy Pariso, the host of Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, and I'm here every second and fourth Thursday of the month, and you can check out the times on the Transformation Talk Radio website, or you can go to my Facebook page, Angels and Animals, and while you're there, check out some of the articles. One of them are helpful and some are fun, so please do that. So today is a very special day. We have Robin Alexis of Mystic Radio. And Robin was scheduled to be joining me today, but unfortunately, Robin had a family emergency and can't be here. But the good news is Robin will be back on Thursday, October 24th, and that's that fourth Thursday. And then both in November and December, she's going to be on the second Thursday of the month. But again, you can check out the schedule for those times. So you will have an opportunity to call in and talk to Robin for three more times this year. And we're both really sorry that it didn't happen today. And I think I'd like to start the show on that note. And if you could join me, just take a moment to send Robin and her family some healing energy. Just love and light for a quick healing, and ask the angels, the guides, the masters to all come in and surround Robin and her family at this time. And so it is, and thank you. Okay, so today we're switching gears a little bit. And what I'd like to do is, I thought there are so many times that things come up either in readings or something I've read or tips. And I thought, you know, it's a perfect time to take advantage of this open time to share it. So I wanted to talk about, you know, ways that you at home can, some simple techniques, how you can help to heal your animals, and maybe how you can start practicing more on opening the door to communicating with them and deepening that. And I can give you some tips and some, you know, ideas of things to do. But first of all, I want to tell you that this is a call-in show, and I'm here to take your calls solo today, but I'm happy to do it. So that call-in number is 1-800-930-2819, and you can call with an animal question, you can call with a question for yourself, maybe intuitive guidance, mediumship, just anything at all, animals, healing, you can ask about some healing, I can send some remote healing to you or to an animal, so any of those things. So here I am, and give me a call. Thank you. So, Kat, can you just let me know when we have callers?
Hey, Darcy, we actually have a caller, Heidi from Sacramento.
Oh, great. Okay. Thanks. Hi, Heidi. What can I do for you today? Whoops. Did we lose her?
Heidi, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, great. It sounded like a little bit of a disconnect, but it's just one of those days. So, Heidi, how can I help you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Hi, I'm Darcy. I took your animal communication course in Seattle, and I had moved to Sacramento a couple years ago, and you helped me with move with my two cats.
Oh, yes.
You remember?
Yes, I do.
I have one of my two cats. We just found a little mass on her, like a tumor on her hind leg up by her hip the other day. Well, a couple weeks ago, actually. And it's either a really bad, scary thing or a kind of bad, scary thing. And we won't know till next week when we get, you know, another whole round of pretty expensive and crazy test to know for sure what this is. But I wanted to know if you could connect with her and find out maybe if she knows what it is, if she is uncomfortable or in any kind of pain, or if she has anything she wants to tell me, because I've been, you know, this is kind of a scary thing for me, so I'm getting kind of mixed messages on it myself when I try to connect with her.
I understand,
her
Heidi.
Her name is Louie.
Lily?
L-O-U-I-E.
Oh, Louie. Okay. Okay, great. That was the first thing. You know that I was going to ask that first. Okay. So let me connect with Louie. Just give me a minute. What color is Louie?
She's kind of a silver cloud gray. She's a tabby, but she mostly just looks like a camouflage sort of fluff. She doesn't have a lot of the stripes. She's got amazingly thick, fluffy hair and extra toes on all feet.
Yeah, she feels that overall. She's a really grounded cat. I feel her, you know, just really solid in her body. She's also showing me that she does a lot of energy healing where she's in and out of her body, where she travels. And it feels like she's joining you on that. It's like it's something you do together. Would you meditate, Heidi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you meditate? Because it feels like when you're meditating, like she's going with you. And she's telling me that she's kind of a driving force, that she's like right behind you, almost like nudging you a little bit, but she's joining you, but nudging you at the same time. That's what she's showing me, first of all. Okay, Lily, what else?
She usually will not be in the room with me when we're doing that work, but she likes to spend a lot of time on her own.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's doing that work when she is, you know, just off hiding under the little bush where she, you know, she goes, and she's very independent and likes to be alone a lot.
My dog used to be in the room with me all the time when I was working. And lately, she just chooses to be outside. She says that it's just a lot of energy and it's just easier for her. And she also feels that she can do more. This is both, I'm getting this for Louie and for my dog, that it's sometimes they feel like they can be more effective at a distance than to be so close, because our energy can almost merge. So, okay, anyway, I just wanted to get that with Louie. So I'm going to ask her about the tumor, what she can tell us, how she feels, and so forth. So she's feeling really strong and sure-footed in her body in a lot of ways. And as far as this tumor, she's felt it for a while. It feels like it was like a pea size, and it feels like it was shifting a little bit and moving, and she's aware of it. She's very aware of... like she's very sensory, she says, and she's also very aware of her body and the changes. Feels like it moved a little bit, like it shifted a little bit, like it moved over. And as she shows me that, she's also showing that it felt like it grew a little bit. That's why it feels like it's moved. So there's that first. I'm asking her about pain and discomfort. And she says not so much. It feels like on one edge, it almost has a feeling of a... like a crystal around it, because it feels like a crystal that maybe can be a little uneven or even a little jagged almost, but not sharp, just a little jagged on one side where the other side doesn't feel that way. And so when she moves sometimes, she's aware of it. It's almost like a human having surgery and something is put in their, you know, inserted in their body. And sometimes movements, they feel it. And that's what she's showing me. So I'm asking her about pain. And
you've described it exactly right. It has grown a little bit. It has gotten jagged on one side. And the other side, you don't feel, because it's attached to her tissues somehow. And that, it probably means it's the really scary cancer.
And as far as pain, she's showing me that that when she's still, when she's laying down, she's aware of it, because she's very intuitive and very aware of her body. So she's aware that it's there, and it just feels like it's heavier. And sometimes it feels kind of a little movable or squishy, almost, she's saying. Not quite squishy is not the word, but anyway, movable. But sometimes it feels like that to her. So she's aware of it, and it feels like it's a little more burdensome, like it's a little heavier. It's when she moves, there's certain movements, and one of them is when she stands up, it feels like it shifts a little bit. And so she's aware of it. So pain, she says sometimes she feels like, oh, I felt that. And it feels like, not a pin poking, but like a poke, like a shift or poke. But as far as pain, she feels like she has had some pain, and she has the ability to kind of detach from it, like to push it aside so that she doesn't have to feel it so much. And she's trying to show me an analogy. I'm not quite sure what it is, but she's putting it in a way that you or we can understand, in that when you're aware of something, you can choose to not give it attention, and then it doesn't feel, instead of feeling like a seven, it might feel like just a five or six, because it's there, but it's not as strong as it could be. It feels like she can shift that, and not maybe shift the tumor a little, but more kind of shift her way of relating to it. That's something that she's showing me. So pain, yes, there is some, but yes, it's okay. It's doable. And she can move it around a little bit, shift it a little bit. It's almost like if you had some pins and something poked you, like a pin, and you can kind of move your body a little bit so you can shift it. So so you asked if it was scary for her.
Yeah, and does she know that this is our ending? Is this the thing that she's chosen to be the transition point?
How old is she, Heidi?
13.
Because she's looking at this, and she's looking at like it could go either way. But I felt there's something about her age around this too. That's why I asked. She feels like she could go on for a while, and even as long as like maybe another year, if she keeps like shifting it. But I feel that if she shifts it, it's going to continue to grow, and maybe not by leaps and bounds, but it feels like it will spread, because it feels like it's almost more, I don't want to say round and hard, but it almost, I'm sorry for this analogy, but this is how I'm being shown it. It's almost like if you were making a hamburger and it was round, and then you pound it, you flattened it. Mm-hmm. And that's what she's showing me. It almost feels like it's going to spread, like it's going to spread out like a flattened something or other. So as far as, is this her way out? She says now or later, she has a little more time if you want her to, but all she's doing is like shifting it, pushing it away, but it's not stopping the process or the progress or the movement of it. If she's ready to go, she says she's got 1 foot here and 1 foot there. And she feels like mostly your timing is her timing. She doesn't see a rush, and she also doesn't feel she's going to be here real long. Do you have the feeling of months around her?
Yeah, my sister and I both sort of have envisioned Christmas, and then we don't see a lot beyond that. But if this is the fibrosarcoma that everyone seems to think that it is, it's really aggressive, and it could happen really fast. And our biggest thing is we don't want her to suffer in some sort of pain and go through the final stages of it if, you know, it's inevitable and it's awful.
Because
so we want a clear sign from her that, you know, when she's ready or what she wants us to do.
She's going to send you a sign in a dream, and then she's going to validate it with her behavior. And she will, I see her like tucking her head down. Like when you come by, she's just like tucked in, like rolled up in a ball, like tucked in, and she's not engaging. And that's her being out of her body and not having to deal with this, because she was showing me months, like she's going to go where you go. She wants to do what you want. And she's showing me months. And that felt like the months were not her definition of time, but more like yours, you know, that she can try to be here for months for you. But we can tell her, Louie, you understand that Heidi wants you to leave and to be out of pain whenever it's in your best and highest good. And she understands that you'll still have a very deep bond, and you'll be able to communicate with her and be together in a different way, in a deeper way as far as the communication goes. She says that she wants you to know that she will do what you want as much as she's able to, but she is happy to go home whenever that is. She's happy to go because she sees herself like being your teacher and being your guide. And that feels like really loving from her heart. And she says that you have given her so much, and she wants to give this back to you because she feels that you're phenomenal, and that you are a communicator and you are a healer and you give so much, and she wants you to bump it up, and she's going to help you to do so. And is your sister piggyback on this too? Like your sister's, is she involved? Because I feel like a piggyback. I don't know if she's involved, but I feel like she's going to be.
Yeah, we live together and we share the cat, although my bond with Louie is way stronger. I feel like Louie was the one who actually allowed me to connect with my heart in that way. I've loved all my pets my whole life completely, but this one, I felt a different feeling in the heart connection that I had never been open to before. That I was able to actually then take the next steps to take Reiki and to take the animal communication. And so,
yeah, I have to tell you, Heidi, she's showing me a couple of things. They came fast. I have to go back to the first one. The first one was, she was showing me a real deep connection, heart connection, like being in the same soul group. And she says, of course, and you know that, so same soul group. But then she's showing me a Native American man and a chief with the whole headdress, and that you had a lifetime. And she says that she was the chief and that you were a Native American woman that was very, very sweet and open and trusting. And together you soared, and she's going to kind of like pick that same energy up and carry it and carry you forward.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing. So she says that leaving you physically will be very sad, but she says it really won't be sad for too long. I mean, it'll be sad physically always, of course, but she says it won't be for too long because she's going to be like bumping and making like bumps in the night. She's going to be letting you know that she's there. It feels to me like she's going to be your guide. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I've been saying she keeps showing me like a guide. Oh, she's telling me she knows my cat too. My cat came back as my guide. And I have a picture in front of me. And she's telling me she sees it.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. So going to the holidays, maybe 50-50, debatable, as far as giving her permission to leave. You've already done that. Louie, you understand you have permission to leave.
We've had those conversations. We have, and I feel like she does understand that from me. I just always am doubting whether I'm understanding what she's given me back.
Yeah. Well, that's going to come. That's going to come. And you're going to be phenomenal because she's going to make sure you are. Yeah. Great. But I'm very sorry, Heidi. I'm very sorry that you're going through this. I understand.
Everyone does. Fun. Anyone who deals with animals at all knows how hard that is to go through the end times.
It is, and even when you know that it's best for
but
them,
it's part
and
of the
you
package.
Want them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't
you
matter.
You don't get the love if you don't get the pain. I mean, it's you have to go through both sides, and that's, I guess, part of the gift.
Yeah, she also is reminding you that you can talk to her before you go to bed or when you meditate because you're together during those times.
Okay.
It feels like there's an ebb and a flow, like a healing happening, not a healing, maybe a healing, a sinking up, like you're sinking up at night in preparation. Oh, you've been doing a lot of your training at night as you're going like to the healing temples and you're training with lots of masters and angels, and that will continue, but you'll just be, I feel like you're going to be more aware of what she's doing once she transitions and is like your bridge, I guess she's saying. She's showing me a energy stream, like she's going to be a stronger stream for you.
Okay. Well, that's something to look forward to, I guess, a silver lining.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. If you'd like to, you know, call me for a half an hour session when the time comes or after it, I'd like to offer that to you as a complimentary reading.
Oh, that's sweet. It doesn't have to be complimentary, but I will probably touch base with you at some point later on. Thank you, Darcy. I appreciate
your
help so much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And lots of love and light to you. And when I send Reiki and love to different people, I'll make sure that I send it to you and Louie and your sister.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. And Dora, include her. She's our other cat. And we're a little unit. So the four of us are
okay.
In the same single.
And Dora.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, it looks like we have...
We got two more callers.
Okay, I see. Is it Casey from Shoreline that's next?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Casey. Welcome to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. How can I help you today?
Well, I just wanted to ask you if you could maybe connect with my old cat, Tiger. He was just the sweetest cat ever, and I've just been sort of going through some hard situations lately. And he was always working alongside by me and helping me through some really difficult times. In fact, like, I even used to just lay my head on his body and cry if I was having a rough day. And I'm just missing him a lot. And in the past, I felt really uncomfortable with myself and, like, just being in my body. And he really helped me through all that. And now I'm going through the same thing in my life where I'm just feeling, like, really uncomfortable being myself for some reason or being in my body. And I was just really thinking of him lately because he was there for me in those sort of times. And I was just wondering if he had any, like, advice or anything to say to me that could maybe help.
Yes, as soon as you brought him up, I saw him. So Tiger, to me, feels like he's a larger cat, and he has a strong presence. He almost walks with, like he's going to a destination. He knows what he's doing and where he's going, and he has a real confidence with him. When you were saying that you're not seeing him, that he's been with you, but you're not seeing him, he's telling me that actually he has been around you, but you've just had a lot of things going on. And you're thinking about work and you're thinking about school and you're thinking about friends and you're thinking, I don't know, whatever, just like all these things, you've got a lot of things going on. And so you don't always see him. He says, you're missing the boat. That's his words, missing the boat. And he says that, yes, he has been a big help. And okay, I have to go back. He was talking a lot while you were talking. So Tiger, go back and tell me all the things for Casey. He was telling me that he has been a big support. And that hasn't gone away. And he's telling me that there's another cat with him that is, he's kind of saying like a mini version of him. She's strong but powerful. And another cat that was in your life. And that she's with him. And he is telling me that the reason that you're struggling, and I see an image of a scale that it's not balanced. It just keeps, kind of moving because things are moving, like moving pieces in your life. But he said, you're going through you're taking a big leap. You're going toward something big and there's like a shakeup that's happening. And please don't think that this is because of you or because of something you have or haven't done. There might be, some of that in the physical world, but in and the other energy, the other energies and other planes, that you're being lifted up and you're being dusted off and almost kind of put in a, I'm not sure what they're showing me. It's almost like something you put like a bingo, I guess. Like you put dice or something inside and you twirl it around, and that's what's happening with you. And so he's saying, know and trust and connect with me. Are you meditating, or you did, but you're not so much anymore?
Yeah, I used to meditate like every day, actually, and now I do it like two or three times a week, but most of the time I do chakra, like rotating sort of meditations or chakra clearings. That's normally what I do. I try to move my chakras.
Balancing your chakras is really good for you, and it does help. And also, you remember to, just kind of clear your aura, too, that you're not picking anything up and bringing it home, because it feels like he's saying your aura is dusty. And what happens is if we don't have a strong bubble around ourselves, like protecting our aura, and then anything can come in. I see my own aura I put mirrors around the outside of it. And anybody that, any animals or people that come toward me, then the mirror just sends them away with love. Because you have...
Oh, that's a good idea.
You've got like outside influences coming in. And if you can...
Really, because I've been feeling really horrible lately, and like I just feel like something's wrong with me. And like, I also feel just not even comfortable being inside my body. Like I know my soul and I know who I am, and I'm not feeling good about being in my body right now. I'm feeling really horrible.
Because you're not alone. I mean, I don't mean to say that to make you feel bad, but if you can do the chakra clearing and also the aura clearing and really make a strong, concentrated effort to do that. And if you need help with, you know, more clearing, I'm happy to do that. I can do some energy work with you also. I'm also happy to send you some exercises that you can do on your own. But do you call on any of the like masters and angels and things to help you?
Not really. Sometimes Archangel Michael, but that's about it. I don't know. I don't know so many of them, to be honest, but.
Well, Archangel Raphael is one of the healing angels, but is anyone that you're drawn to? And I also feel like Kuan Yin is around you and Jesus. I mean, you have a lot of helpers around you. So they say, ask and it is given. So what I can do for you, I can send you some Reiki healing energy and ask it, you know, ask for some things on your behalf just to kind of bump up the clearing with the chakras and different things. But you can call in those helpers, whoever you're guided to, but those are some of the ones I see around you. Hearing this phrase, this too shall pass, that you're, when you're climbing a mountain and it feels like you're never going to get there, but you're near the top, you really are. And Tiger is saying you've worked too hard to lose momentum now. And he's showing you like at your back, like pushing you up. You're almost there. Keep going. You're almost there. So just really believe.
I guess. Oh, sorry. What did you say?
You know, just really believe and trust, you know, see this happening, like play a mental movie in your mind of what you want and how you want this to go without. If you can try to not be attached to it, but just like, oh, like boohoo, I'm going to be doing this and this and this, and I feel great, and I'm asking for help, and then I let it go, and let it come back to you in ways you can't even imagine.
Thank you. That's really good advice. Like, I think I need to be, I don't know, meditating a little bit more. And yeah, I'd be really interested in these meditations and exercises. That, like, if you could somehow send me those, How would I contact you about that?
I was just going to say, my website is www.darcypariso.com. It's Paris with an O, P-A-R-I-S-O. Uh-huh. You can do that, or you can send me a message on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Angels and Animals, and you can send me a private message and I can send things to you once I get your contact information. But things are going to get better for you. You know, Tiger, I guess he likes these old sayings, because he's saying it's always darkest before the dawn. The dawn is there. You're going to see it and it's going to be okay. And I'm happy to help you.
Thank you so much. And I'm really, sorry, what was the last part?
And I'm happy to help you with that. If you'd like to, you know, call for a reading and I'll send you all these things in the meantime.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate your help. And I also appreciate being connected to Tiger again, because you know, he was really my rock before. Every time I had a meltdown, he was there for me. And now I'm just sort of on my own. So I really appreciate you helping me connect to him.
You're welcome. And Tiger says you're not on your own. He's always with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Casey. And I think it is time to take a break. So this is Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Radio, and we'll be back after this short break. And Bree, I'm sorry to keep you holding, but we'll be with you shortly.
To Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Everyone, welcome back. This is Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, and we are taking your calls. So if you'd like to call in today, that number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And Bree, thank you for being patient, and you are on now.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Bree. How can I help you?
Hi. Okay, so I'm calling about my dog Scoopy, like a scoop of ice cream.
Okay.
And he's a 5-pound Papillon, really sweet, really awesome, and so many questions I want to ask you about him. But the burning one is, why is he still marking in the house? He's not neutered. He is 4 years old. And so many things. So he'll mark. So we put a diaper on him because of that when he's inside the house so that he can have free range or free roam of the house. He also will jump up on the table, steal food. And you feel badly because he gets yelled at a lot, you know, and I don't like myself when I yell at him. I'm sure he doesn't like it. I think it's stressful. It causes stress for us, the family, and for him. So I'm wondering, and I do try to talk to him. So I'm wondering if he's understanding what I'm saying. And also I'm wondering why he's doing it and what you're able to get from him about it.
You know, when you're talking about him, I feel like some of it is having a sense of control. Like he feels insecure and he likes to have some control, and he's marking the spot and he's, I don't know, the things that he's doing. And I really felt like have you ever worked with the chakras? Because he feels like he's out of balance, and the brachial chakras at the two that are by his shoulders in the back. They're the master chakras on animals. Yeah, I'd like to send you something on that, because when their chakras are off, they can have like behavioral issues and feel insecure or oversensitive, and can start urinating on things or trust. I mean, all kinds of things. He feels like he needs a rebalancing. And I really think that it would help a lot.
Would that be like sort of, I mean, we had a reading with Robin and she sort of talked to him. And after that, it really helped. But it helped. It wasn't like a permanent fix. And is there anything that I can do or that you see or that he might communicate with you about making it a permanent fix? Like whether it is chakras or whether it is, you know, continuing to have communications with, you know, healers like yourself or Robin, et cetera.
Okay. So, so Scoopy, when I look at Scoopy, he just feels like, I don't want to quite say all over the board, but he feels like he's just not balanced. And I just want to like put him in one spot and have him sit there and then just really work with him. Is he like really active? Feels like he's over here and then he's over there. And like, he's just hard to keep still. And he also needs more to do. It feels like he's scanning what's going on in the house and he's scanning you. And then he's looking over here. He's looking over there. And he almost is, like asking to help him to feel more calm and more balanced and bring this together. And it feels like he is sometimes, like he's okay sometimes. And then he feels almost anxiety. He's also feeling the changes in the earth and he's feeling, you know, changes in the house. And you might just even be, I don't know, opening your mail and find something that you don't like in the mail and go like, oh, and he feels it. He's like really hypersensitive, you know. I mean, I know animals are very sensitive, but he's very sensitive. And I really feel like working with him with the chakras and then talking to him and see how that is. And maybe if you have to, the next thing is maybe try a little CBD oil because he feels uncomfortable in his body. Because when I in my core, I feel, you know, just like in my core, in my chest, I feel... like kind of an anxiety, like a low grade anxiety.
And like nervousness. Yeah, I'm feeling it too right now. That's interesting.
Yeah, I just want to send that to the earth. I want to bring some energy down. Well, let's just do that instead of saying it. So Scoopy, we're going to bring some energy down from source, from the heavens, from the angels, from God, all the healing energy coming down into your house, down through you. Just slowly going through your body, going through all the chakras and the meridians and all parts of your body, and just let that go. There's nothing you need to do. He feels like he needs to take care of you, and he feels like he has a very big job in watching the house and watching in the house and balancing things, but he has the purest of intentions, and he is able to do this at some point, but not right now because he's... I heard the word self-regulating, like he's not self-regulating. It's like he's this little dog with this big heart and he's like diving into this and this and this and this. And it's just too much. So it would be really good.
You're absolutely right. And,
I'm sorry?
I was going to say he is, when you talk about he needs more to do, he's very smart. So I would understand that he needs more. And I've been thinking about getting him some more like, you know, intellectual or challenging games for dogs that they sell. I don't know if that comes to mind at all.
They'd be good for a little
while. We're in a new home.
Yeah, he'd
right,
be
exactly.
done pretty quickly. Yeah.
Exactly, right. So we're in a new home. We've got like a lot of land. He's running around a lot. And we have a shock collar on him, which I'm not crazy about doing it, but I wanted to be able to give him the run of the land because in the other place, we were in a very small place. He was like cooped up in a cage all the time. And once we came here, he loved it. He was just like running everywhere. But he would go across over to the neighbors and the neighbors just weren't very keen on him coming onto their property. and also it's not safe. So we put a perimeter invisible fence. And we have like a little collar around him. And I just, sorry about that. So I wanted to ask, like, Could that be part of it? And is there something that we could do to maybe fix that or mitigate that or make him understand that he can't run off and he can take the collar off?
I really think a conversation would really help with him. The conversation and then adding the, the clearing and balancing him and bringing those things together. And then I know you're probably busy, but if every day you could just send him images of what you want him to do and feeling just strong and confident in your body and so happy he's there and sending that to him, because he feels like he feels a little frantic, like he's looking for something to do, like, what's my place? What's my job? What do I do next? And we just want him to like calm down and to be balanced and just really praise him for, oh, I love when you help with these things. And it's just wonderful how you're exercising and how good you feel. And I want you to hold that energy and then show him like just like his paws almost being grounded to the earth and just feeling that a little bit all the time so that he can have that balance, because he likes staying in that high energy, that high vibration, but it's also taxing on him. It just feels like it's
okay.
Like there's some anxiety there, and it's kind of a chronic, and it's a little taxing, but he knows how to feel calm, and we just want to show him how to hold that. Also, you can put some grounding crystals like under his bed or maybe on his collar, if you can do that, or something that helps him to hold that.
What are they called?
Any crystals that are grounding.
Grounding crystals. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Any calming, grounding crystals that help him to feel calm. He also feels excited about the property and where he is and the different energy. And it's like, he hasn't balanced himself yet, but he's capable of doing it. And he's just really kind of having a nice time. I mean, there's anxiety, but he's having a good time also.
Right, and we have young children, and so that probably does it too. It's been a while. It's been a long time coming, but finally, like, they've relaxed around him, and they're not grabbing him, and we're not, separating them as much. I think he's gaining more trust in them, but I think that there was some franticness.
The
relationships. And then it's like the yelling when he jumps on the table. It's like, scoop off, you know. Right now he's laying down, very quiet and peaceful.
Yeah. Brie, I think it'd be good to give him a job and keep showing him the job and telling him what you want. So I can send you something, some ideas on what would be good for him. Because he needs something more to do and more to focus on, and it'll take that edge off the anxiety. The healing work will help him to feel balanced, and just keep showing him that and just doing some clearing and all those little things. They're very powerful, and I'm happy to send those to you.
That would be wonderful. The other thing I wanted to ask about,
I have to take a break in just a minute. You want to hold?
You do. Sure.
Okay. All right. So, Kat, let's take our break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, and please hold. We'll see you soon.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind, that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, and we are taking calls. We might have time for maybe one or two quick ones. If you want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 930-2819. And so we're talking to Bree and Scoopy. So Bree, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. The last question I wanted to ask you was about Oliver. It's a stray sort of neighborhood cat. Doesn't look mangy, doesn't look feral. Looks like it's been taken care of in some ways, and he's been coming by. Just wanted to ask if it's okay with Scoop. Is he carrying diseases? It seems like they get along well, and it seems like they play together, but I may be misreading it. I really don't know very much about cats. I've never owned one.
Well, Scoopy is kind of a... he's a confident cat, and he's curious, but he's just kind of like, you know, doing his thing, walking along. Everything's fine. He's, you know, I'm cool. And he's interested in Scoopy. He thinks he's interesting, and it gives him something to do. And he's just visiting, popping in and out. I think he's going to, you know, hang around a little more so. But no, they're good together. Scoopy.
That's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, not Scoopy, but the cat that you mentioned feels that he's, I don't know. He's just really kind of a grounded, solid cat, and he's just kind of checking up the neighborhood. And he is very interested in your family. He's the different energy that you bring. It's new and kind of revigorating or new energy, and he likes it. And so he's going to hang around because he likes the energy of all of you. And I think it's also children.
Does he need help? Is he taken care of, or is there anything I should be doing for him?
He feels like he visits, like he kind of hangs out around the neighborhood, like he goes round and round, and you're the new current interest, but I think he's going to hang around with you longer. So what you can do for him is he likes if you talk to him, and he likes, as we're having this conversation now, he's very much here. He likes that you're asking about him. It almost feels like he could move in with you, though he probably wouldn't stay. He'd probably just, you know, hang out for a while and then leave and then come back and hang out. And he says, well, don't say that. You never know. But I don't see him as really looking for a home. But
oh, well,
it's
okay.
Almost like he could be a part-time visitor.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he's okay. I don't feel like he has any diseases or there's anything wrong with him. You're just the new interest on his list.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, and he loves your energy. He really does.
Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah, he's a sweetheart. We really like him a lot. So, okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for everything. Please send those to me or I'll shoot you an email.
I'd appreciate that. Okay, so yeah, you do have my email. Okay. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for calling in today. I appreciate it, Bree.
Thank you. Alrighty. Take care.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. If anybody is interested in calling in, we have maybe time for one more call.
So we have Tanya from Fox Island.
Oh, I just saw that pop up. Okay, great. Hi, Tanya. How can I help you? This is Darcy. Hi, Tanya.
Did you call for Tanya?
Yes.
Oh, hi there.
Hi. Welcome to Animal. Yeah. Hi, this is Darcy. Welcome to Animal Soul Wisdom.
Oh, great. Hey, I've got a question about my dog, Chloe. She's a Maltese Yorkie mix. Super sweet, loving little thing. And anyway, I've noticed lately that she's got like a, I'm hoping it's just a fatty tumor on her chest. I noticed this maybe, 3 weeks ago, and I wasn't sure if I should take her in and have it biopsied or not.
Okay.
Do you feel anything there?
I'm looking at it. I feel it. I feel what you're looking at. And I'm asking her if she knows what this is and what it feels like. She's showing me it feels like it has like little tentacles, like it's got little roots or something. She's showing me something that looks like that. If it hurts her, she says, no, it doesn't hurt her, but she's aware of it because she's very sensitive. She's very sensitive. She's aware of if she steps on something, even a small thing she's aware of. So what does this feel like? Is it something to be concerned about? I heard not yet. So I would go and have it looked at and make sure that, you know, there's care around it if there needs to be, because it doesn't feel like it's turned into anything that it's anything that is serious yet, but it does need to be looked at. Did you tell me how old she was?
No, I didn't. She is 8 years old. So she's still young.
Yeah, I feel like this is one of those things that you have to, you know, pay attention to, keep an eye on and have it checked. But it doesn't feel like it's going to be affecting her life in a huge way, but it needs attention. And she also, do you do any kind of energy healing?
No, I haven't. I've never taken any classes, but it's definitely something that I'm interested in doing.
Because it is around you, and I think... I can also send you some things, because clearing animal chakras and keeping them balanced is something that's really important. There's that, but there's a couple other things I think that are coming up too for healing for her.
Oh, okay.
Also, I think you might be working with color. That's what I'm seeing. I've got some exercises that where you bring in color, and the color is very healing.
Oh, okay. It's kind of strange because my other dog, Buster, he's a Shih Tzu Maltese Yorkie mix. He's a Schmorky. He had a fatty tumor on his neck. And I took him to Summit Hospital, Pet Hospital, and had it biopsied. And they said that it was not cancerous, but, you know, it's growing in size. And it's just, I didn't know if maybe he always wants to talk. He's a communicator, and it's on his neck. So I thought maybe it had something to do with his throat chakra. And then Chloe is such a love, and it's by her heart. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, now is this because it's, you know, her heart chakra, or does that sound like anything to you? Or
they do pass things back and forth. Yes. animals pick up, they mirror us and they mirror other animals. So yes, very much so. So it'd be really good. I really think this is an opportunity for you to step into more like energy healing. And it's actually very easy. It's just, you know, kind of clearing yourself and setting the intention. And then you do some of the steps and you can take care of both of them. And it's like they're, I don't want to quite say this, but I almost feel like they created a situation for you to step into who you were, who you are and who you were. I think this is going to be okay.
Wow.
And they're supporting each other. Animals mirror us. So if you're having something emotional or physical or anything else going on, they'll try to take that from us to help us to feel better. And the animals are doing it, you know, for themselves. But also as you do this clearing, it'll be good to really clear yourself too, to make sure that, you know, you don't have something. I know we just have a few more minutes, but my dog told me that when I come home, that she has to spend a whole bunch of time clearing me and clearing the house, because I can just go to the grocery store and animals and people, especially animals, oh, you can see me. And they kind of grab onto my energy and I'm busy shopping and not knowing I'm bringing him home. And so I didn't know that that's why she was sleeping so much back then. So I put a burden basket at my front door, whether it's a real basket or imaginary, but I had a basket where I put a little stake that said, leave your burdens here. And so I would remember to just, like, in my mind's eye, just send them off there to be cleared. And I didn't walk into my house and bring them in here. So just, there's a lot of really easy things. So if you want to email me, it's Darcy, D-A-R-C-Y, Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O, at live, live.com. Or you can go to my website and contact me that way too.
Oh gosh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. You know,
okay,
I think we are
Darcy,
out of time. We've got like
so
1 minute.
Much.
Yeah, I'm happy to help. And please, please do call. I want to help. Thank you. Okay, so.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. So this is Darcy Pariso of Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Thank you to my callers today. And I look forward to seeing you again on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show, the second and the fourth Thursdays of the month. So please call me at darcypariso.com, my website, or the number I just gave out. I'm happy to help you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into the wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly as Darcy shares stories and insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and ancient techniques, Darcy is here to guide you through the process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information or to listen to this show, visit darcypariso.com.